This is Kathy Forsty from the Far West Music Conference in Oakland, California. We have a really great pleasure to talk with someone who's been on our station for a really long time now and has sent, I think we are playing two or three of your CDs on the station. Susie Glaze and the High Lonesome Band. We have Susie Glaze, the leader of the band, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a showcase tonight.
That's right. We are. We're excited to be on the official showcase roster. And we're closing out the night at 9:30 tonight. And I'm excited to have my entire quintet with me. And just to bring the big sound of the High Lonesome Band and the power in their work, in our work to the audience tonight.
Yeah, you guys are the finale of the show. You'll be our last performance of the conference.
So that's right.
That's a good way to end it.
I think so, too. I'm happy to be in that position, and I'm real grateful to Far West for selecting us.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how you get selected? What's that process like?
You know, I don't know about how they decide the order, but I know that there's a committee for official showcase. It's a juried showcase process where artists apply, and they go through several levels of judging critiques based on people in the industry and other artists making choices when they listen and watch your music videos. Mm-hmm. It's done exclusively by video now, so they want video of live performance, and they want to see how you actually perform and not just, you know, because I think they believe that just audios can be brushed up and made to sound different than what you actually appear as in person. So it's juried on levels where bands will judge bands, singer-songwriters will judge singer-songwriters.
Okay.
So it's really a jury of your peers, so to speak, you know. And then it's whittled down to groups, and then the selections are made.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 12 slots, 6 per night.
Yeah.
And we're just happy to be on the ticket.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're playing, too.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to hear you play live instead of just hearing the CD. So.
I know. It's so different, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you get the energy from the people, and you get a real sense of who they are and what they do.
And musicianship. I mean, it's incredible, the musicianship that I've seen here this past couple of days.
And yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to hear it on an album because you know that when you're listening to a recording, that they can go back and do it over and over and over again and get it right. They can even do note by note if they have to.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing it live, you just sit there and with your mouth wide open, you know, with
I know.
And all of what
they can
do.
And that's the big argument against just digital downloading and just listening to music, you know, on a kind of a, I don't know, that you're separated from the organic reality of an artist.
Right.
You know, luckily, people are not only downloading, you know, instead of buying CDs, but they're also attending concerts in droves. And so I think the desire to see music made in front of you is still very much alive.
Yeah, it's something to see true talent in front of you and watch it. Yeah.
It is.
So let's talk about the new CD. It's just come out. Tell everybody about what was your process in making this one, and how is it different from the last one that you did?
Well, how it was different was in a couple of different ways. We were actually at a Far West conference a couple of years ago in Irvine when Herb Peterson and Chris Hillman were honored as Best of the West.
Wow. Nice.
And so at the exhibit hall, we went over to say hello and congratulate them. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that I'd just been reading a Linda Ronstadt biography called Simple Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know, you guys are all through this wonderful book. You really should get a copy and read it. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, it's so sad that she lost her voice. And I said, yeah, I know. It makes me want to do a Linda Ronstadt cover just as a tribute. And they said, I'll play on it. So I was all excited because they offered up their services. And so it ended up where we did that. We did Prisoner in Disguise with Chris Hillman.
Yeah.
And we actually have a music video that we made from the studio recording process.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's on our website and on our YouTube channel for Prisoner in Disguise, YouTube Susie Glaze. And then when the process was going on for that one song, we liked her so well that we asked if he would produce the entire record.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said yes, he would, and he played on several cuts. And he took us to a different studio in Los Angeles that we really, really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Rosato was our engineer and mixing artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great to work with Frank, and he did a wonderful job, Wycliffe Studios in L.A.
Okay. It's a great album. I was telling you yesterday when we were talking, I even like it better than the last one, and I can hear a difference in the two CDs.
I think the engineer-wise and audio-wise, there's a different space than the studios we had worked with in the past. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think we mentioned the name of the record. It's Not That Kind of Girl.
Right. Yep.
And we did several Rob Carlson songs, as we have in the past, mm-hmm. But we also covered songs by Ernest Troost. And by David Olney, The Millionaire, which is a great song that Steve Rankin sings the lead on. Steve is a mandolin in our band.
Yeah.
And then Rob Carlson actually got to sing one of his own songs this time, This Old House, which we really love a lot.
It's a nice song.
Yeah. And the other thing is that we kind of veered into a different feeling with Never Give Up. Never Give Up is sort of, we call it our Joni Mitchell Raised on Robbery song, because it's more like a jazz rock and roll tune,
and we
got Joe Craven to do percussion, which was so awesome. He's a good friend of ours. He used to play with the David Grisman Quintet, and he's like a percussion maniac and a brilliant artist. So.
Yeah.
We also did a traditional one I learned from Judy Collins called Dens of Yarrow, and we have Skip Edwards on accordion on that, and it just turned out to sound like the most ancient Irish, keening balladry, which is what I always love to do.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, too. I like that one as well.
Thank you.
So tell people where they can find the CD. And
sure. It's on sale at cdbaby.com, Susie Glaze, and it's called Not That Kind of Girl. You can also buy it direct on our website using PayPal. Mm-hmm. That's susieglaze.com, SusieGlaze.com, and just say pay with PayPal, and you can get that one shipped to you direct from the artist. They're also on Amazon and iTunes. So if you go to our website, you can see the direct links to buy all of our records that are available.
Yeah, so you probably just want to go to the website. That way you get more.
Or if you want to download iTunes, you can certainly do it that way. Search for Not That Kind of Girl, Susie Glaze and the Highland Sun Band. Our previous album is White Swan.
Mm-hmm.
All been very well critically written up about and received. So in the United States and in the UK and other countries.
Yeah. Well, check out Susie Glaze at her website and go purchase her brilliant new CD, Not That Kind of Girl. Susie, thanks again for sitting and chatting with us.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm so happy you guys are here at Far West. We're going to have a blast tonight, and it's great to meet y'all in person.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the show.
Thank you.
This is Kathy Forster reporting live from Far West Conference in Oakland, California.